Seventh pack of Shvua, seventh Mishnah. Kashem Shema Pogem is Ksuvasa Le Tifraela Bishvua. Just like they said, that a woman who admits that part of her Ksuva was paid, she has to swear before she collects, because she admits that the amount written in the document is not the amount that she is owed. Then, and Ein Echad Me'ida She Perua Shele Tifraela Bishvua. If there's one witness that says that she was paid back, she also has to swear to against the Ein Echad and say that she was not paid back. Or Menachos Meshubadim Menachse Yisoyim Le Tifraela Bishvua. And also the halacha is if she wants to collect from property of the husband that was sold, she has to swear before she collects from these people. Or if the husband died, to collect from his yisoyim, she must swear before she that she it wasn't paid back before she collects. If she's getting paid back not in front of him, she needs a shvuah for all of the above. And the shuah is once again that she was not paid back yet. B'chein ha'yisoyimim lo yifru el b'shuah. Soyimim means if her children, she died and her husband died, and one set of yisoyimim are collecting from another set of yisoyimim, they will also have to make a shuah. What's a shuah? Or a yisoyimim of somebody borrowed money, lent money. Shuah shlo bakadu abba, v'lo yomar lanu abba. It's a shvua that our father did not tell us anything that through somebody else or directly that this was already paid back. We didn't find within the shtoros of our father the shtar was perua. If the son was born after the death of the father, even so, nishba benoito. So this statement of Rav Yechon ben Broki that says that if the son was born after the father died, he's nishba benoito. We have to understand what he means, because the Maisi didn't speak to his father, he was born after the father died. But still, he has to be Nishba that maybe the father told somebody else to notify his son when he gets older that this document was paid. Or maybe some shtar is over there. So, in other words, even though there's no direct contact between the son and the father, still has to be Nishba. They didn't get indirect information from a shliach of the father that this shtar was Peru. Tanakama holds that since the father does not have a live child at the time of his death, we assume they didn't think of all these ideas, and maybe there's no reason to make the child swear because he has no information about the fact whether his father got paid back or not. If there are witnesses that said that were by his deathbed and before he died he said, I did not get paid back for this document, then the Yoshim can collect without even swearing.